Today's Old Testament Tuesday takes you into Ezekiel chapter 26, where God brings down a powerful trading empire that mocked Jerusalem. Tyre trusted in wealth, its walls, and its pillars, but God sent Nebuchadnezzar to scrape it down to bare rock, so they will know that I am the Lord. This same God still humbles pride and defends his covenant people today. Lean in and let this sobering chapter search your own heart. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are on Old Testament Tuesday. Today is a great day to dive into God's Word together and to allow Him to change our hearts. If you're enjoying this series out of Ezekiel, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment, and place in that Washington Defender app into your huddle. Also, I want to encourage you, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. So we are in Ezekiel chapter 26, and we're going to talk about the sin of Tyre. So let's read 26:1-6. Now, in the 11th year, on the first of the month, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, because Tyre has said concerning Jerusalem, aha, the gateway of the peoples is broken. It has opened to me, and I shall be filled now that she is laid waste. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against you, O Tyre, and I will bring up many nations against you as the sea brings up its waves. They will destroy the walls of Tyre and bring down her towers, and I will scrape her debris from her and make her a bare rock. She will be a place for the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea, for I have spoken, declares the Lord, and she will become a spoil for the nations. Also, her daughters who are on the mainland will be slain by the sword, and they will know that I am the Lord. So Tyre had an amazing industrial complex, you might say, where they did a lot of trade, and they were expressing some kind of joy over the fact that Jerusalem was falling apart. And there is a danger of gloating over the fall of God's people and using others' suffering for gain. And so if you want to check out some of our other references, go to Obadiah 12 and 13, or maybe Proverbs 24, 17. Check it out there. So here God says, I'm going to do something to discipline you, Tyre, and this nation who's come against Jerusalem. And I'm going to do this. And the last part's the most important. They will know that I am the Lord. So you're going to find this out. God over and over is in the business of revealing himself to humanity and to mankind. And so his discipline is so that we will know that he is God. Verse 7, for thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will bring upon Tyre from the north Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, king of kings, with horses, chariots, cavalry, and a great army. He will slay your daughters on the mainland with the sword, and he will make siege walls against you, cast up a ramp against you, and raise up a large shield against you. The blow of his battering rams he will direct against your walls, and with his axes he will break down your towers. Because of the multitude of his horses, the dust raised by them will cover your walls, will shake out at the noise of cavalry and wagons and chariots when he enters your gates as men entered a city that is breached. With the hooves of his horses, he will trample all your streets. He will slay your people with the sword, and your strong pillars will come down to the ground. So Tyre had these strong pillars, and it was a pagan nation. And as we see this, God is going to use one nation, Nebuchadnezzar, to discipline another nation. And he's going to allow Nebuchadnezzar's nation, a Babylonian nation, to come and say, you made fun of Jerusalem. Here we go. Let me discipline you. So he goes on to say in verse 12, also, they will make a spoil of your riches and a prey of your merchandise, break down your walls and destroy your pleasant houses and throw your stones and your timbers and your debris into the water. So I will silence the sound of your songs and the sound of your harps will be heard no more. I will make you a bare rock. You will be a place for the spreading of nets. You will be built no more. For I, the Lord, have spoken, declares the Lord your God. So, declares the Lord God. So we see that here we have Nebuchadnezzar coming in and destroying Tyre. And God is judging their economic because of their pride and misplaced trust in trade and wealth. And so he's coming against them. And he is showing them that he is God, and that you can't make fun of Jerusalem or Israel and still have a place because God has chosen that nation. Remember, we talked about this a lot for about 45 episodes, was that God has a nation, God has a bride, and yes, God is sovereign. So he gets to make those choices. All right. Verse 15, thus saith the Lord God to Tyre, shall not the coastlands shake at the sound of your fall, when the wounded groan, when the slaughtered occur in your midst? Then all the princes of the sea will go down from there. Thrones remove their robes and strip off their embroidered garments, and they will clothe themselves with trembling. They will sit on the ground, tremble every moment, and be appalled at you. They will take up a lamentation over you and say to you, how have you perished, O inhabited one, from the seas, O renowned city, which was mighty on the sea, she and her inhabitants, who imposed her terror on all her inhabitants? Now the coastlands will tremble on the day of your fall. Yes, the coastlands, which are by the sea, will be terrified at your presence. So there will be a shock among the nations as Tyre, a huge trading post, you might say, like an island of a fortified city that's just out there and doing all this trade. And God's like, you want to come against Jerusalem? I'm going to discipline you with another nation. And so that's what we see here in Ezekiel chapter 26. Let's finish it. For thus saith the Lord God, when I make you a desolate city, like the cities which are not inhabited, when I bring you up the deep over you and great waters cover you, then I will bring you down with those who go down to the pit, to the people of old, and I will make you dwell in the lower parts of the earth, like the ancient waste places, with those who go down to the pit, so that you will not be inhabited, but I will set glory in the land of the living. I will bring terrors on you, and you will be no more, though you will be sought. You will never be found again, declares the Lord. So the final thing is, like, God's like, okay, this is it. That my judgment has come. You have done too much. God alone has a lasting glory. Proud powers sink to the pit, but God restores his covenant people forever. So think about that for a moment. Those who Tyre, and there's going to be more in chapter 27 about Tyre. We'll do that next week. But we see, it's very interesting when God said, those who bless Israel will be blessed and those who curse Israel will be cursed. I don't know. That's important, even till today. Why? Because God's got a nation, God's got a bride, and God is sovereign. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, let us learn from Ezekiel chapter 26, as we've read this chapter today, from Tyre, not to be filled with pride in our own hearts individually or as a nation. Help us to walk in obedience to you, God. Go before us in all things and surround us, God, that we may bring glory and honor to your name. God, you are the King of kings and Lord of lords, and you are sovereign over all nations, over all people groups. And God, we just thank you that you go before us in all things today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.